Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rob Liefeld writing memoir. Dynamite gets Terminator license. Action Comics hits record high at auction. This is Comic Book Club News for April 8, 2024. Rob Liefeld is writing a memoir about his 35-plus years in comics, ranging from the time he was a young blood, just breaking into the industry, to now, though it will stop short of prognosticating the future to detail when he is dead. Pool ran out of steam at the end there, but you get the gist, he's writing a book. As reported by The Beat, the book, titled Robservations after his podcast of the same name, is scheduled to be released in 2025 by Ben Bella Publishing. Said Liefeld via press release, quote, "I have had a lifelong love affair with comic books. They have been my passion since I was 7 years old. Having been fortunate to break into the business as a teenager in the 80s, I've seen 5 decades of tremendous change, quite a bit of upheaval, and a fair amount of rebellion and betrayal, some of which I started. It's been quite a ride, and I'm eager to share this incredible ride with everyone. This is no small feat to write a book like this, and given the emotional Liefeld, he'll surely be putting his full chest into making this something special. Pouches." They'll be back! Terminator comic books, that is, as Dynamite continues to amass the Infinity Stones of licensed products by snagging the license to the Robopocalypse franchise. Said Nick Barucci, Dynamite's CEO and publisher, via a press release provided to Comic Book Club News, quote, "It's incredibly thrilling to be working on one of the biggest classic action franchises. We're excited to treat fans to a great celebration for the groundbreaking 40th anniversary of this beloved mythos, bringing both new stories and collecting the library of existing comics. While the release was slim on actual details, a campaign reprinting Terminator graphic novels will be launched on BackerKit later this afternoon. And as the first movie in this series hit on October 26, 1984, we expect there will be more announcements to come leading up to the official 40th anniversary. Until then, hasta la vista, baby! A copy of Action Comics number 1 has hit a record high for a comic book at auction, $6 million, which is money that was otherwise earmarked to rebuild USAF Colonel Steve Austin. Alas, now he is probably dead. Pool. As reported by ICV2, the auction was held on April 4 by Heritage Auctions Comics and Comic Art Signature Auction. Very repetitive, from the Kansas City Pedigree Collection. The comic, CGC graded 8.5, tops the previous record for a comic, $5.3 million for Superman number 1 in 2022. A 6.0 graded copy of Action Comics number 1 sold for $3.4 million also in 2022. Why so much money, even given that it's the first appearance of Superman? That's because, despite there being 200,000 copies in the initial 1939 print run, the CGC believes only 100 total have survived from the era. And of those, only 78 copies are currently tracked by the CGC. As to who the new owner of this copy of Action Comics number 1 is, Heritage didn't report the lucky owner, but let's be honest, it was probably Nicolas Cage. Dude loves Superman. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. and these have been my Zalbservations. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.